15. Am I in for Monday?
Okay, we're cooking. Right, good. Okay, so Diane, before I delve into your question, because it's a very positive question,
It
which is
is moving
great.
on.
Yeah, let's have some celebration from you. Let's have some catch up with where you're at so far. What's been going on for you in the last, because it must be 3 weeks now since we've been on one of these calls like this, because last time I just had Liz, didn't I? Which was really good for Liz.
Yeah.
So what's been going on with you? Fill us in.
Nothing. I'm just fact finding a lot, really. As in, like I said, moving forward and trying to start, like I said, as a business later on. So tomorrow I'm going to a social media event, and it's with entrepreneurs. So I can imagine what I'm going to be seeing and facing. And it's about making money consistently using social media.
What's the name of the company?
I knew you'd ask that, and I will throw it over to you on the VIP.
Yeah, please do.
And that's my fact finding this afternoon. And I'm going to another one on the 6th and 7th of September. So I'm sort of like really putting the feelers out of where I'm going to be in the future, but still sitting on hold till next year.
Okay. All right. Okay, good. So before we get into that, let's back up and talk about the last 3 weeks. Since we spoke to
I've been
you,
uncles, haven't I?
I
I
don't
haven't
think
heard,
so.
Diane. I'd love to
No,
hear how you're
in a few
getting on.
weeks.
Yeah. How's Dynamo Di going? Come on.
Yeah,
It's
fill
only
us in.
2 weeks.
What have you been up
I only
to?
missed last week, I think.
Okay, so it's a couple of weeks. It's long enough for you to fill us in.
Nothing's
What's
going
been going
on.
on?
Slimming World. I've lost half a stone. Hey,
That's not
nothing's
nothing.
going on.
That's amazing.
No. I
That's
mean, yeah. So, yeah,
fabulous.
I don't even think I've mentioned to you that I sneaked back into Slimming World. So I've lost half a stone there.
Well done. That's real
Yeah.
consistent action, isn't it? The
Yeah, I
thing is,
went
these
into
are all
this.
sending messages to your subconscious. These small steps of consistent action build on each other, and that's what begins to gather the momentum.
Yeah, I've been going swimming every morning at 6 o'clock as well, ladies. So that's good. Yeah,
Wow.
just taking action really. And looking at where I want to be next year, but tiptoeing. So
Okay.
Dynamo Di is sitting on not being Dynamo Di. She's tiptoeing.
Okay,
Yeah,
but
fact
let's look at
finding.
these tiptoes. Let's look at these tiptoes. So one tiptoe in a really positive direction is Slimming World. So how long have you been doing Slimming World? How much time was it that you've lost 7 pounds?
4 weeks,
Four
seven
weeks.
pounds.
That's
Wow.
that is optimum. That is
Yeah.
optimum weight management, that is. Because
Yeah.
you look at around 2 pounds a week to sustain weight loss. Yeah. So well done. That's really, really good. Okay. So what is it that you're doing differently? Obviously, it's Slimming World, so you have shakes with that, do you? Is that shakes
No,
you're doing?
Slimming World's a little bit about
Or counting calories.
well, yeah. But I have gone on to counting calories and I'm on 12 to 1500 a day.
Okay.
I went into emotional eating when I was all over the place, and it's crept in, especially when I was trying on dresses and my boobs wasn't fitting in them twice. My food goes straight to my boobies.
Nice problem to have.
Yeah. So yeah, so the weight loss, yeah, it's yeah, I'm aiming for Hopefully a stone by Christmas, a further stone slow.
Well done. That's amazing. Yeah. Well, a further stone slow, a stone or half a stone?
Stone by Christmas. I've
Oh,
still
a
got
stone. Okay.
3 months.
Yeah, that would be really slow and steady.
Yeah, so yeah.
That'll make it easier for you to maintain then from January going forward, won't it? Okay, good. So what about exercise? Have you been exercising? 'Cause when you combine healthy eating, eating a good amount, the right amount of food with exercise, it really, really helps. Are
Yeah,
you
so I've
doing
been
any
in the
exercise
gym. I've been
lately?
swimming at 6 o'clock every morning. That's for an hour. I'm up to 75 lengths, but I am a really big swimmer when I get going. And then I've been doing the gym afterwards, but just walking on the treadmill. So that's where I am at the moment, looking at that.
Okay. Right, let's just take a moment, shall we, ladies? And celebrate this 75 lengths at 6 a.m. in the morning.
Jesus.
That's
I don't think
amazing.
I've ever
That's
swum 75
who Diane
lengths.
O'Dwyer was. She just fell off the rails.
Right. So let's just all shine a light in the fact that Dynamo Di is back in the room.
Yeah. I
Thank
need to
you.
find some more. I need to find
Back
some more
in the pool.
gifts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Back in the pool.
Hang on.
And let's just pick up on the point that you said, oh, nothing really.
I know.
Nothing's really happened. Yeah? Let's actually, I want you to hear us, hear our excitement. Yeah? And our enthusiasm for you with this. This is fabulous. Well done. Really. So good. And so this consistent action is rippling out. So you've got that morning routine now. So there's no more need now for anyone to be calling or any of that in the mornings. You're up and you're out and you're on the way to the pool. Is that right?
Yeah.
That's brilliant. That's a huge, huge step forward. And now you're looking at, some career plans.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this is for you to think about creating your own kind of offering. Is that your own kind of consultancy offering with social media?
Yeah. I'm
Okay.
still triggering around in the back of my head if it's going to be recruitment. I'm not too sure, but I'm fact
I
finding
think we might
about.
know someone in recruitment. Do we know someone in recruitment? I don't think. Don't know.
Ah, maybe.
I might be able to think of somebody.
Well,
Let me have a think. I might know of a couple of people from like an old past life or something like that. But yeah.
Well, see, the thing is for me as well within recruitment, you know what? I sort of like gave myself, and Liz, you'll relate to this in terms of your drive in recruitment. But with me, I'm multi-sectored and I've got a lot to offer. Someone can ask me for a chef, and then someone can ask me for a lawyer, solicitor, anything. So it's something that I'm really going to roll around in my head for the next 3 months of what and where I want to go with it. And back in the day, Liz, for you, it's the cold calling and all that's not around so much. Hence why I'm looking at the social media sort of like and LinkedIn.
Yeah, it's all online now, isn't it?
Yeah.
What I would suggest actually is an avenue you may not have thought of, which is obvious, but you may not have thought of it, is the Empowermentum community. Have a look at the members. There are members there who are in recruitment.
Yeah. I'm also
Have a
over,
chat with them.
yeah. Also in September, I'm meeting up with two people. When I first started off in recruitment, I worked with a guy, his name's Philip, and he owns an agency called Mango Recruitment, and he's interested in as in partners. And also, I've got a lady down in Brighton. She does rec to rec, Liz. So it's recruitment to recruitment. And I'm also talking to her. So I'm talking to people in the background because, yeah. But back in the day, they were always the ones that come to me. I was the high flyer. So, yeah, I'm still not too sure if I 100% want recruitment.
Well, it's good to tap into, you don't need to reinvent the wheel. Yeah.
Exactly.
It's good to tap into your skill set. Yeah. And reinvent yourself that way. Because if you're doing it for yourself, you can choose who you work with. You can choose the avenues that you go down. Yeah,
But
you
it
can
is a
tailor
tough
for
market. It
yourself.
is a tough market now as well.
Yeah, but not if you're good.
Yeah, hence why I'm really sneaking around in the background with the social media because of when I start, I want to start strong. I did do a little bit of cold calling last week and I picked up a job as well. A
Oh, great.
PA. I was just testing the water. I don't know, Lisa, you might know, Wentworth Golf Course.
Oh, yes, I do. Yeah. Yeah.
So a PA for there.
I had friends who were members there,
Did
actually. They
you
moved to
ever go there?
Cambridge
It's
now, but.
beautiful. So I picked up a PA role from there and hence partnering on with a guy called Phil over in Mango Recruitment. He's popped it on the systems for me, Liz, advertising. So it'd be a 50-50 split if we get it. So I am actually interviewing people on Monday online. So
So you're
it really
basically
happens.
doing it. You're doing
Well,
it.
I know, I
You're
know. Well,
just
this is
doing it. You
sneak.
just,
It's a
yeah.
sneaky. It's a quick 3K earner. So,
Oh, is that all? Hello.
on a
This is why
split.
I miss recruitment because I'm in-house now, so I get no bonuses, no nothing. I just get all the stress.
Yeah, I know.
But look, yeah. So you're in. Hang on a minute. You advertise the job when?
Well, I advertised it on Monday.
Cool. And you're
Shortlisted.
interviewing, right? Hello. And you're interviewing people already next week. Wow. Hello.
Dynamo die.
Just a
Can we
tad.
just have a check-in here again?
Hang on, hang on. I
Yeah,
need to find.
not much really. Not much is going on, really.
Oh,
No.
that's why I've been a little bit
You're
quiet.
smashing it. You're smashing it. This is what we want to hear.
But I'm not doing, I'm playing the field a little bit. I know what I want.
Okay. You're putting your
But I know
feelers.
that my brain's still not ready to go 100% in. I'm looking forward to this event tomorrow. Hopefully, I'll find a rich husband. I'm going to get my hair done later, by the way.
Okay, that's.
So I'm interested in the event tomorrow, and I will send it over to you, Lisa,
Yes, do, because
because I really
I
want to know
need
what I can
some of
get
these
out of
events.
it. They're saying that you're consistently making money on social media, but I'm also aware, Liz, that I need to really upskill on LinkedIn as well for recruitment.
I'm not the queen when it comes down to that sort of stuff. I
I'm
use
not.
me and my
I'm
little
not even the
friend,
dog. Never mind the
ChatGPT.
queen. I've got some
Lisa.
contact.
Yeah.
I've got some contacts as well that could help you
Yeah.
with getting a profile and sort of connecting in the right way with LinkedIn, because
Yeah,
I've done
that's
a lot
my
of work
only
with that
fear factor. It's the
myself.
only thing that I can't find a course on, by the way.
You can't find what? A
Doing a
course on.
course on it.
I can give you lots of pointers.
Thank you.
Yeah, I know.
Wouldn't that be
That's why, again, I'd be
wonderful?
really interested. Or we'll talk. Message me after this and just send me we'll have a chat about the details. Claire's back in. We'll have a chat about the details on these social media things that you're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can give you some good pointers on those as
Yeah,
well.
well, it'll be a lot of listening tomorrow, and it'll be something I can bring to the table next week, obviously. But and I'm not a fool. I know when you've been pulled in on something.
You need to just be careful not to part with any money too quickly,
Yeah, no
because
sign in the
these
no
social
sign in
media
on the job.
days, they will be selling you that.
Yeah.
Obviously, that's the model, isn't it?
Yeah.
But let's have a chat first, because I can give you some real. Oh, well, we'll just talk about who they are and or whatever. So that'll be good. Okay, all right. So to come to your question then. So your question is. So it says that you're attending this workshop tomorrow. Is there a way forward for connecting for new business in recruitment and coaching? Right, what do you mean by that?
Yeah, I know. This was this morning. I was half asleep on that one. It's more what we're talking about, and the
Okay.
answer. I was actually struggling to ask a question today, to be fair, but it was
Okay.
more that is it the right thing for me? And I know that all three and yourself would say yes, it is the right thing if that's where you want to go, because it is now about selling on social media.
The thing is, this is one of the key things actually with social media, all right, that I've learned. Okay, and obviously I've invested, as you know, thousands and thousands in my business and my business growth, in the last year. So your social media profile is your shop window. So it's not about the algorithm, really. It doesn't really matter if you are crushing it and going viral and all that stuff. It depends, obviously, what you're doing, but generally speaking, it's more of your shop window. It's because
Your
what
shop
people
window,
will do,
you
they
mean
will.
your website?
No, I mean your social media profile.
Right,
Okay.
okay.
Yes, your website is important. Some people will say you don't need a website, and that's absolutely not true. You do need a website.
Absolutely.
But more so, the way that it works is that people will, and I see this over and over again, with people who reach out to me. So people will see something that you've put out as a post on social media that's grabbed their attention, okay, because they can relate to it. And what they do is they then click through to your profile and they look at your profile. And that's then when they will scroll through your profile and see what connects with them, see what relates to them. And from there, they will go to your website. Okay. So it's really about having a good profile that holds their attention enough for them to want to take the next step and explore more on the website. They're not going to go from a post generally straight to a website unless there's a specific offer like signing up for my free masterclass. You would. But even so, people would still take the long way round or go back. They will always look at your social media.
So the
Yeah.
free offer that I was thinking of a starting point will be coaching on interviews.
Okay, yeah, that's really good.
So
I've
that's a
got
click in.
there's a really lovely man actually who I know from an old business mentor that I had, and I'm still in touch with him. He does recruitment, and I think he does coaching with recruitment and obviously recruitment as well. I'm sure he would have a nice chat to you if I
Okay.
asked it. Yeah. I've got a number of people who you could speak to, in terms of your profile building and direct. So if it's, he's talking some sort of like interview coaching, are you helping
So the
people
thing is,
prepare?
though, what it is I interview coach free
Mm-hmm.
to get them talking to me, and then on the interview coaching networking. To get jobs in from the other side. That's the free, like your free masterclass.
Yeah, it's always good. You've got to have a free line. It's the best kind of marketing because you don't want to create barriers to entry.
And then I'll be interviewing Claire for her job, her new job, and then I cold call the old job straight away. So I'll get that before. So Claire's going for an interview on Tuesday, and I've already cold called her company that she's going to be leaving because she's given me that information.
Just for record, we're not talking about me, by the way.
I was just looking at you
I
thinking,
just
not
use
me.
you. Unless
This
you know
is
something
another
I
Claire.
don't, Di.
Oh
No, not me. my God, have you got contact lenses in today?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wear contact lenses all the time.
Your eyes look bluer. Maybe it's the sun
It's
on
the
your face.
light. I think it's the sun. Yeah.
Yeah,
I
light, yeah.
dropped off because my phone overheated.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah, I think it's the sun. It's very sunny here in Warrington in the car park.
Yeah, lovely. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Well, look, it looks like you are cooking on gas. Do you have any apart from the obvious leaping into the future fears, do you have any particular worries right now about what you've got going on in the next week?
No, I'm literally fact finding for the whole of August and September, a lot of fact finding. I'm even doing template letters, everything that's going on. So, yeah,
Great.
no, I've got nothing going on.
Good. Okay. All right. So we've talked about your exercise and the fact that you're at Slimming World, which is fabulous. What about your other self-care? You're having your hair done today. That's good.
Yeah, nails are pink.
Nails are pink.
Nails are pink. And if I get this woman on interview, and if I get this going. I used to always go and get my teeth whitened in June in London, so that's my hopefully my good girl treat.
Your reward, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well done. It's
Thank
good.
you.
Good, good. Okay. Right, lovely. Liz, let's have a quick catch up with you then. How are things? Are things steady in terms of where we've been?
Well, let's just say things have not really steadied, but working more in my favour. So my
Good.
two little people might have dug themselves quite a big pit this
Munchkins.
week at work.
Oh, really? Andy.
So much one, I'm literally trying to not take them to formal disciplinary. In all seriousness, of breach of confidentiality.
Oh.
And her manager, her new manager, I'm literally sitting there going, this is your mess. You need to get your team in control. So I'm kind of trying not to sit here and be an evil person and laugh, and just go, wow, I knew it would happen soon, but not quite this soon. And now I seem to be apparently, what was Daria's precise words this week? Oh, you are the best manager ever. So, oh, that's funny, because 2 months, you've made my life hell for how long now? 3 months? Yeah.
Good. It would be
So, yeah.
interesting for her to add a bit of weight to that then, wouldn't it? She says it again, to just say to
Oh.
her, thank you for that.
Can I have that writing?
Yeah, thank you. No, I was just saying
Yeah,
thank you for
seriously.
that. Or I'll follow up with you on email.
Yeah.
Then you
Oh,
email
yeah.
her and say, to acknowledge your comment, quote, yeah. I'd appreciate three reasons why.
Okay.
That's it.
All right.
And let her come back to you. You know, if she's going to come creeping back round, make it good.
Yeah.
Make her work for it. Yeah?
Oh,
She's
I
really,
am.
she's dug herself a hole. She's got to get out of it.
Oh.
So
So yeah,
take
Emily quite
some.
happily helped her dig that hole massively. People do, don't they? It's quite impressive.
Yeah, join
I
in.
know. Trust me, this is very impressive.
See, the thing is,
So.
Liz, this then comes back around favorably for you, because when you get that from her strategically, you can then build a case for yourself from a management place that says, so I've had this, like revolution. I've had, this thing going on. And this has been the end result. You know, the way that it's been managed, handled, actually now she's fully back on side, and these are actually her positive comments today.
Yeah, that's fair, actually. It's not a
And
bad
it shows
idea.
you in a really strong good light. So,
Yes.
I learned from my current mentor, Adam, okay, who, is a mega successful, obviously, businessman. So he said to me one time, whenever someone is difficult or obnoxious, ask yourself, how can, and you feel, oh, I just don't want to be around you, I'm just not enjoying this time with you, whatever, to ask yourself, how can I benefit from this person right now? How can this person serve me right now? And it then helps you to soften and to feel that it's an opportunity for you. Yeah, because even if someone is difficult and obnoxious and, backstabbing, whatever it is, there's look for what the benefit to you in that could be. Okay, so it's like, for example, within all of that, you could have thought, well, that's fine, because when this all turns around, I'm going to get a great case study out of this. Yeah. And that's the point, that's the thought I think you could hold now.
Yeah,
And any opportunity, work that in.
I think the way it's been, I've managed to handle it, and I will say thanks to you and the ladies and everything. I think everyone's seen me literally hold my own. So Empowered Elizabeth has been standing her ground, and everything like that. I don't know if I'm honest. I'm getting pulled left, right, and centre at work. I'm doing everything apart from, I actually don't dogs anymore. Instead of Challenge Annika, is it Challenge Annika or what was that thing? Was it Challenge Annika back in the day?
Yeah, well, it's
Yeah,
challenging.
yeah,
Yeah.
yeah. I think they're now saying it's Challenge Liz or something like that. I'm going, no, I'm bored with this because literally I'm getting pulled left, right, and centre. There's
Yeah.
problems in our payroll department. I'm now doing that. There's an audit with the HMRC. I'm doing that. And I'm sat there going, I do recruitment. So I do talent, not that, not that. And they're like, oh, but Liz, can you sort this? Oh, but Liz, can you sort that? And yeah, but I've just made it clear to Daria that Emily's her problem and I expect her to get in control. Otherwise, I'll be having another word with her soon. And because the team are going rogue. And she sat there going, oh, and I was like, yeah, this is you. You need to control them. I don't know how. And I went, I can see that. So I'll support you. And but you need to do this with her.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'll take Emily to disciplinary and it'll be on your head. It was
Yeah.
quite satisfactory. I wasn't quite as harsh as that. I was a bit
No,
more
but that,
fluffy, but that was the point.
yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah.
And this is the idea, isn't it? You know, with the empowered reminder, what day was it? Maybe was it yesterday or one another day this week?
Yeah.
Back, they're back on track again now, obviously, because my nose is healed.
Yeah.
The idea of, is this mine to carry? Or
Yeah.
just to
Yes.
hold for a
Yeah.
little while. Because we take stuff on and, own it and take responsibility and alleviate the stress for other people. And it's like, what does that actually do for me?
Yeah.
Remember, it's law of polarity. What's yes to them is no to me. And we
No.
want to
And
bring it back to that balance.
this is what I have been working on since I got back from my holiday this week. Oh, my
Great.
life. The amount of stuff that, and I think you're probably in the same camp that I was in, Liz, where if people think you're capable and you're strong and you're going to be useful, there's mission creep. They start to ask you to do this and they ask you to do that. And yeah, I'm now in a position where my favorite toolkit at the moment is that's not for me to sort out.
No.
That's not something that's within my control. This is who you need to go to.
Yes.
Okay. And that's it. Not I'm going to try and make you feel better about doing that. Just going to
Nope.
very clearly and very calmly say that. If I get an email that is just a rant, I don't even respond. No response is a response in some way, shape, or form. And yesterday I had seven back-to-back calls, and every single one of them had somebody in that call who was really difficult and either kicking off or being just very obstinate or whatever. And honestly, I would just turn my camera off, take a really deep breath, and think my natural reaction is to try and swing this around by people pleasing and getting everybody to think that I'm going to sort this out. I am not here to do this. And I've got a post-it note on my monitor which says, do not take on any more work than you already have, Claire. Seriously. And that is what every single time yesterday, and it was pretty tiring, but I did it. I got to the end of the day and I thought, I've actually come away with no actions today.
Well
I did that
done.
yesterday.
Yesterday.
None.
Yeah.
Yes. Excellent.
Yes.
Because the problem
And
is, if
yeah.
you step into that space,
Look.
people just they just take
Yeah.
advantage.
You
And
open the
unless the
floodgate, yeah.
boundaries are really clear,
No.
yeah, it's I organised the call and I
challenging.
managed to sit there and go, yes, get in. I literally went, you can do that. You can do that. Yeah, you need to do that. No, that's your responsibility to do this. And I literally sat there and went, I've actually done it again. I've walked away with no actions. I'm just going, right, where are you with this? I'm just the
Yeah.
organiser of the call. And I've done it again this morning. And everyone's sitting there going, are you wank? I went, it's not my place. I will help and assist the coordination. But it
But you're
ain't
not
me.
owning
No,
it. Exactly.
I
The
am not
phrase that
owning
we're
it.
using in the team this week is, they're not my monkeys and it's not my circus. This is one of my
That's
favorites.
quite polite. I was
Yeah.
using other things like little brats and 3-year-olds and everything like that with what I was dealing with
Not
yesterday,
my
which was
monkeys and
brutal to
not my
make everybody
circus.
guckle.
Same
But yeah,
thing. Yeah.
I don't think I had monkey. I don't know what I had yesterday, honestly. It was, yeah, but I will say that I think I made the point to Daria that whatever relationship she thought she had with Emily, as Emily went and ignored her instructions and her direct instructions not to do something, she went and did it anyway. And I went, wow. I went, so your team member, you asked to confidentially not, this was confidential, not to do X, Y, and Z, went and did it anyway. Oh, I think you might have a problem there. And she didn't know what to say, which is
And
fair. It's, yeah.
I've got somebody in my team who, it turns out, while I was away, he went on holiday, he says, fell ill and was taken into hospital.
and reappeared on a call on Monday, completely yellow, jaundiced, due to liver damage. And when I had to ask the question, "Do you have a problem with alcohol?" said, "No, I'm fine." Okay, all right. Yeah, so I now have to manage that, but also my line manager has said enough is enough. We need to manage this person out of the business. So I've now got to work. I've said I'm not doing it on my own. I am not doing this on my own. I need support. But yeah, getting to a point where I'm comfortable that my boundaries are strong enough that I can deal with that instead of automatically thinking, gosh, this person's poorly. Oh, you
Did
know.
that did do you know if he is a man? Is it a man?
Yes.
Do you know if he attempted suicide?
He didn't this time, but he has done twice before.
Okay. So he's got severe mental health problems, hasn't he?
Severe mental health problems, yeah.
Yeah.
But
Okay.
is not currently being completely honest with me. So I had to prepare for that call really carefully because compassionate me wanted to help, and I wasn't there to help. I was there to do a return to work interview and understand what had happened. And ever since then, he's kept on trying to message me to say it'd be really good. Are you okay? You know, he's seeking that comfort from me that it's all going to be fine, and I can't give it to him. So, yeah, this is going to be interesting.
Is he, again, we should probably have a private conversation, but is he getting support?
Yes,
He
masses of
is.
support, masses of support. Yes,
Okay. Because he
medical.
obviously.
Psychological,
All right, good.
he's got a psychiatrist. Yes, this is a very
Oh,
long
good.
running saga.
All right, that's good to hear. Otherwise, obviously, if you're looking at a,
Yeah.
return to work that probably possibly isn't, he needs to have, if he's
I
really,
think we'll
if it's been
find a.
ongoing, he needs some good
It's been on.
support.
It's been going on for 2 years. So, yeah.
And we'll
Well,
question the quality of the support then.
I think my it's difficult to know, isn't it? Because you can only go on the information that you're given, and you try not to disappear down a rabbit hole and try and understand what's happening in somebody else's life. But I suspect there's some substance abuse here, and some addiction, and whatever help he's getting is not.
Not
I
really.
don't
No.
think it's aligning with
No.
that. But
Yeah.
yeah, difficult conversations to have. You know, do we have a problem
Yeah.
here?
Well, all of
You know.
that. Well, maybe he was being honest when he said, I know I don't have an alcohol problem. Maybe it's not alcohol.
It might
Could
not
be
be. I
drugs.
did then say, "Is there anything else?" And we ran through his medication, so I needed to understand why he'd been ill. Couldn't give me anything other than I have severe liver damage. What
He
caused the
didn't
liver damage? I don't know.
alcohol. Well, that's going
Yeah,
to be alcohol, but not just alcohol, though, is it?
I think there's a
Could
whole
be drugs.
combination of things, but yeah,
More likely
just.
drugs.
Yes, and being clear with him that my boundaries as line manager are X, and not falling into that, I want to save you because you're clearly not functioning.
Yeah, that's the thing.
But also
That's
then
not your
managing my
strength.
line manager who's just phoned and said, "I cannot be dealing with this, Claire. This is not acceptable. We've got to get rid." And explaining to her that may well look like a sensible decision, but there's a process that needs to be followed, and it can still be done with compassion. It can still be done that way.
Absolutely.
You know, so
Absolutely.
managing people's expectations and making sure that you're clear that, because this isn't for me to carry. His
No, this is just what I was going to say. This is one
exactly,
of
it's
those.
not for me to carry. I'm just his line manager.
Do you know, when I do these Empower reminders, I just scribble stuff down and get some ideas down. And often they are really what you need. It's really
Yeah, they
interesting
are.
how it just
This week, I
comes
was like,
through,
oh,
isn't it?
that's exactly what I need to hear.
It's like you've tapped
There is
into our
another power here at brains
Force,
or
for sure.
something. Yeah, definitely.
Okay. All right. So it is just, I think you and Liz, you're both on it completely in terms of not carrying now stuff that isn't rightfully yours to carry, which is really, really good because that's feeding back to yourselves that sense of self-esteem, isn't
I
it?
slept
And
like a
that
log
makes you
last night.
both more effective leaders as well. It's really
And
good to hear.
my sleep in last night. I literally went to bed about 10 o'clock and that was it, shut eye. Normally I would have stewed, I would have thought about this, why she'd done that. And I was a bit like, oh well, I'll deal with it in the morning, you know, let's see what other sagas we have with the little monkeys and everything. So it was weird. I slept so well. I was like, oh, do I have to go to the office this morning? Because yeah, I even came in with no makeup on, and that's unlike me. I've literally got mascara on, I've not even put my face on. No one's even noticed actually, whether or not I said anything.
People don't, do they?
But then it makes, you know, when you're just like, all of a sudden it's just like, I don't know. I don't know. Something's just gone. Yeah.
It's that
Maybe it was a
sense. Oh,
Lady
it's
River
that.
Insanity. I banged my head or something. I don't know. Joking. But
It's the sense of self-assurance, isn't it? You know, when we have a confidence within ourselves in who we are, actually, you know, doing stuff like your hair, makeup, whatever, whatever, nails. I always have my nails done. Says, you know, it's
Picked
just
mine.
a bit of
Yes.
frosting. It's a bit of frosting. You know, that reminds you, the reason I love having my nails done, and I have done ever since
And
I
of
ended my marriage
course.
10 years ago this year. It's amazing.
Wow.
4th of July was 10 years, Independence Day. You know, it's that constant reminder to me that I value myself enough, because it's right there for me to see.
Yes. That's
Simple
very true,
thing.
actually.
What, 30 pounds a time makes a huge, huge difference in terms of just reminding yourself that you're worth it. You know, that L'Oreal ad was very smart, wasn't it? Because you're worth it.
Very. Yeah, that's
Everything
true.
is because we are worth it. Okay. All right. Brilliant. Good, good. Okay. So, just to touch on the book club and the social circle, they are extras. I've just added them on. I'd love to do them for you. I'm only going to be running them if I have four people to come, because it's not worth
I'm
the
quite
time
happy
otherwise.
to come away from the book club, Lisa. If I read the book one more time, I go to it all the time. You know, I go to it all the
Positive.
time, but I forget. So if I know I've got the book club coming in another 2 weeks, I have to get the book back out and read it. So I'm quite happy to be left
You
alone.
don't, because that's the point of the book club.
It's up to you, but if it's like you say, it needs. It wasn't worth doing it with just me and Nell. I knew she hadn't read the book for one, because she
She
hasn't got
Nell
the
doesn't
book
have the book.
yet.
No, Nell doesn't have the book yet. So my idea with the book club is, and as you know, I've sat back a bit from recruiting people into this process for a while, because I've just enjoyed it with us, and I've just taken my foot off of pushing this for a little while. But we've got another live masterclass coming at the end of the month, and I'm going to start actively promoting the new format for this. So hopefully there'll be probably be some more people joining us then. But I might still keep it separate. I'm not 100% sure yet. Depends on the numbers. But my idea with the book club is that we would each have a copy of the book, and we will each read a bit of the book. There'll be a certain part of the book that we will each read, and then we will discuss that part of the book. So it doesn't matter if you have read it before, you will have digested it and be ready with your take on it. But equally, if you haven't, that doesn't really matter either, because when you
Same
read it, it will
question.
stir emotion within you, okay? And that's a good thing, because that emotion will help you to move forward, a bit like it did when we were here at Blue Beyond the Mask, and we were all talking. Obviously, we won't go into that much depth, you know, although they will be private. I'm not going to be recording them, so we could if you wanted. But it will just allow you to get the real depth out of the book, because any learning, any, growth, whether it's, social media or whether it's self-development, it's always about going, a mile deep, not a mile wide. Okay? So we want to really go deep with the learning, with the understanding of the different points in the book, and not just like absorb lots of stuff, but not really go very deep with it all. Okay. But it is an extra, just a bonus thing that I was, happy to offer. But if we can't get four of us on at any one time, I won't do it. So it may be that going forward, it will evolve naturally more so than now. Okay.
I'm definitely up for doing it because I think it would be good. Yeah, I think it would be good for my development to get a bit better of an understanding. Because it's like you said, you read it and then there's only so much I'm taking in. But like you, Diane, I've read it I don't know how many times. But I still then have to read it again because there's bits I've forgotten or
Me too.
want to understand a bit better and stuff. So I think it'd be quite cool.
Thank you. Yeah, I do too, to be honest. Because you'll each have your own take on it. It says different things to different people. And that's why I want you each to read bits of it, because that's when it comes alive, when we actually hear ourselves saying the words, and we can actually then talk about, some of the exercises and things, and actually put that into practice together. It's just like, oh, they're almost like little mini workshops, aren't they? I mean, the way that Anxious to Empowered will work going forward, it's going to be a course that's a program that is embedded within the annual membership, and it will run with workshops at the end of each module. There'll be some deeper dives, so that everyone gets some real understanding from the modules. Yeah. So, most of it you are probably already covered yourselves, depending on where you're at. And we've been having these calls now for a little while, haven't we? So, which is why obviously Liz and Claire, you're really moving forward, which is really, really good. And Diane, you are now as well cooking on gas, which is really good. Okay. So it may not be wholly relevant for you. It's a completely different offer. As this was a founder offer that I just gave so much that my mentor was like, politely, WTF. And so I have, I'm shaping up and doing as I'm told. which means that the monthly membership with the program embedded is going to be $497 a month, okay, or $4,997 a year. If it's something that you want to do, I'm not sure that you need it, to be honest, especially Liz and Claire, I'm not
Are you
sure that
talking
you need it.
about following on like another year after? I don't get
Well,
you.
you've yeah, it would, but wouldn't be a year. Yeah,
A
potentially. I
follow
don't know if I
on.
really thought of how that would work. We could work that out, I guess. Yeah, it would be a follow on from here, but I don't know that you really need it, to be honest. You can just come along to. We could work out something if you wanted to come into the workshops, but you're not going to need to pay $4,997, and I wouldn't ever dream of asking you to do that. So, because you've already paid for the year at $9,997, haven't you? Yeah.
Maybe we should have something like a 2 monthly call instead of a weekly call program.
No.
No.
No, I'm not changing my structure. But yeah, so anyway, that's what I'm going to be promoting going forward, which is different kind of to what we have now, in that you've still got the resources, but you've got them in a self-help way with bringing your questions to this call, whereas they will have their separate workshops, and the people will potentially join these calls over the year going forward. So if you wanted to come in on the workshops, it's probably all you'd need to do if you wanted to, and we could just work something out that would make it a no-brainer for you to do it if you wanted to do that. Okay. But that's something we can look at potentially going forward. But the main thing is that our arrangement here doesn't change, okay? To assure you, that doesn't change, okay? But obviously, new people will be coming in at the full member rate, okay? All right, okay. So, anything else to say? Are we good to go?
Dismissed you all, and I've really enjoyed the last 50 odd minutes.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it? Good for the soul.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I
Yeah.
am actually I am going to be running as well. This might interest you. I am introducing into my funnel after the masterclass, either a one day online or a 2 day in person, which will be an extended Bloom Beyond the Mask. Okay.
Okay.
So that might be something that you might want to think about doing as well. Okay.
Okay.
By all means, you'd be very welcome to jump in on that if you wanted to come and spend another 2 days with a group of
Have you
10
got the
ladies.
cost of that yet, Lisa? I think I've read it. I'm
Yeah,
not too sure. I can't remember.
the online is going to be 297. I have dropped that. Adam said it should be 497, but I'm going to do 297 for the day online, and it's going to be 997 for 2 days in person. Okay. Yeah. It doesn't include accommodation, obviously, but there's plenty of accommodation around as well, from Premier Inn to, lovely four-star accommodation. Okay.
And have you got a date on that? The first day of that?
I'm thinking probably the end of September, probably the last weekend in September. But we'll look at, yeah, that would be my plan, initially. Okay, but I want to have sort of around 10 people on that. Okay, so I'm just giving you the heads up, really, because I've got the masterclass at the end of the month, which is a bit different. It's got a whole new frame to it, because obviously it's promoting this program in this way going forward. Okay, but just to let you know that what the opportunities are going forward for you, and just reassure you that fundamentally what we have here isn't going to change. Still going to be here. Every week, like this, doing this. Still got the resources, still got our lovely group. Okay?
Lush.
All right. Good, good. Okay. All right. Claire, I will catch up with you separately as well. We need to have a catch up.
Seen your emails and got them flagged. Yeah. Yeah. I'll
Good.
catch up with you. Yeah.
All right. Lovely. Okay. And great to hear you had a
Okay.
good holiday. That's amazing.
Yes. Thank you.
Good, good.
Absolutely.
Lots of
Yeah.
croquet. Lovely.
Yeah. Yeah. It was good fun. Yeah.
Lisa,
Fabulous.
I'll send on the name of the one that I'm attending tomorrow. I don't know if I've
Yeah,
got it in.
and the other one as well. Yeah, anything that you've picked out, send them to me because I've got quite a lot of knowledge around all this.
Should I put it on the VIP?
Either way, don't matter.
Yeah,
Whatever you
I'll
want
just
to do.
send you that and then see what happens over the next couple of weeks.
Yeah. All right. Lovely. Okay. Right.
Nice to
Enjoy the
see
rest
you
of your day,
all. Have a
ladies.
nice day. Take care.
Great time.
And you
Same.
take care all.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.